gospel soul. Breaking gospel the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the word of truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Denise Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Denise Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.denisejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Check out our hot deals on fish.
Is that all right? Listen, can I have some church for just about 5 minutes in here? Can I have some church for 5 minutes? If I can have some church, I say, save Bishop! a few dignified folk in the building today. We come by and we thank you and we bless you too. But sometimes when I think about the goodness that God has done for me, God Almighty in this place, I can't help but give God some praise and help. Anybody feel like me that know that God is good? Let me hear you say it. I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling good now. Listen, I got one more question. Anybody here that just been through pure hell and you know that God has brought you out? If that's you, let me hear you say, thank God!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul Radio with none other than your host, Pastor Jay, Queenie Daniels. Call me what you want to call me, but your show can't call me Collect. Listen, let me tell y'all something. The devil is busy, but my God is greater, so we're going to keep this going. Next song coming to you is by Global Gospel, and it says Breathe right here on My Gospel Soul.
Mind in motion, sit back, relax, give thought to this notion. Go breathe, little homie, in the midst of your ocean. Take it one step at a time when them walls is closing. You can be called and not chosen, strategize your race. As long as you make it in, you ain't gotta be first place. Stop running out of breath, ain't no shortage on air. Stop letting this world pressure you, it's worst nightmare. We feeling like Ric Flair, we refuse to fold. We standing firm on this word, y'all, all 10 toes. Ain't born now, ho, we done faced them all. Gotta breathe till you lose grip, resist till you fall. And when you're back against that wall, take one deep breath. Process, been released, watch the order your step. It takes endurance in this thing, it's not speed or strength. Give thought to technique, watch how your time is spent, huh?
Toes curl, the love of money got you tripping with your homegirl. But every And God knows every path led him lead you through it. In him there is no dark, everything's a bright light. Okay, bad man, Mr. Dark Knight. Don't you know that Jesus praying for you to walk right, talk right, get your life right, embrace the light. No matter how you feel, I promise you was born to win. And if you're losing, then you probably need to be born again. Breathe.
I'm in the old school, no Nintendo. Watch my raise down, my window, bumpin' slow mo. That's Dino. What you doing, boy? I say I'm maintaining. I say I'm ballin' hard. No world gaming. I say I'm spitting fire. I must be fire flaming. Why y'all just hanging around? Man, y'all just must be hanging. I say I'm doing this for my daddy. I don't even rap no more. And see, God, man, he lives in him because he don't even rap no more. Okay, not ballin' is a habit. I'm too fly to be maggot. All these carrots in my wrist look like I done jumped a rabbit. Cannot breathe. You gotta inhale, then exhale, cause you don't wanna be inhale right after you exhale. God got me, I swear he covered me. What kind of D plan? I say that's cover three. Okay, then inhale, do that for me. Just be ready to breathe when you jump in that seat. Now breathe, homie, breathe.
Come on.
Welcome back to My Gospel Soul. Again, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. That last song you heard was by Global Gospel. I love the part where his son comes in and says that his daddy don't have to carry a gat no more. He's serving God. See, testimonies come in different forms. A lot of you don't like gospel rap, but that's a testimony. And it's a gift that God has given those that are able to rhyme. Come on. So I think it's a blessing to be able to be a part of that culture, to be able to be a part of such a wonderful, wonderful gift. Shout out to Global Gospel. Keep it moving. Keep it moving in the mighty name of Jesus. All right, this next song coming to you is by your very own Janice Jackson, Janice Daniels, Queenie, Apostle. Call me what you want. Call me. I'm just trying to say. But this song says, I need thee, right here on My Gospel Song.
Oh,
Welcome back, welcome back. That was one of my favorites. I need thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. I need him every hour of the day. Hallelujah. There is no mistake. We are not, I am not in a place where I got to figure out if I need him. I know that I need him. Come on. In the word of God, they said that is a contrite heart and spirit. Knowing that you need him. Glory to God. And he's closest to they know that they need it. Hallelujah. That's broken up, tried heart and spirit. Amen. What I want to encourage you to do, praise God, is just get in an humble state of mind. When you pray from now on, be humble, praise God. Show him the reverence that he deserves, praise God, and let him know, amen, that you know that he does not have to do it, but that he's able. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to read for you. It says, thoughts on prayer. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. That's John 15 and 16. Matthew 7 and 7 says, ask, and it will be to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open unto you. Amen. These are some powerful scriptures, praise God. If you really, really understand the relationship of God, amen, or your relationship with God, you will understand that all of this is a part of the benefit package. My God, hallelujah, to be able to access him, amen, that favor, that glory, that promise, that answered prayer, to be able to ask, he say, and I'll give it to you. Come on. I don't know about you, but that's powerful. To me, glory to God. It goes on to say in 1 John 5:14 through 15, it says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, I want to say that again, according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know. I just wanted to just say that with some expression. We know, glory to God, that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. We're going to have it. Amen. Watch this. According to his will. Are the prayers you praying according to his will? Some of the things that we are praying are not according to his will. They're according to the affections and lusts. They're according to what we desire out of our selfish, manipulative needs. Glory to God. But when you ask something, praise God, out of a place where God understands, hey, this is according to my will. I said in my word that I would do it. Guess what he has to do? He has to show up on your behalf. He has to show up because it lines up, praise God. It lines up. I'm just trying to help you understand something. When your life lines up, glory be to God. He said you can ask. Let's read it again over in Matthew 7 and 7. Ask, and it will be given to you. Watch this. He said, and if you seek for it, glory to God, he said you will find it. He said if you're not, I'm going to knock. If you knock, I'm going to knock again. I just want you to understand.
I'm going to keep knocking. He said, if you knock, I bet you get it now. It says it will be open to you. My God, hallelujah. God wants to bless us, amen. He wants to give us unmerited favor, hallelujah. Let's look at this, praise God. Amen. I love this song by Sharon Moore. Praise God, a blessed woman of God, first lady of New Covenant Church over with Bishop Moore. She says, Jesus wants to bless you. And I am in agreement right here on My Gospel Song.
good morning, 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 good morning.
It's time to wake up already. Whew. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning to see a brand new blessed day.
In the Bible, in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, it reads, "They that wait upon the Lord shall
renew your strength, mount up with wings as eagles. Renew your strength, mount up with wings as eagles. Run and don't be weary, walk and not faint. Run and don't be weary, walk and not faint. Hey, renew your strength, mount up with wings as eagles. Renew your strength, mount up with wings as eagles. Run and don't be weary, walk and not faint. Run and don't be weary, walk and not faint.
Hey, the Lord, I renew my strength. So I'm a mount up with wings as eagles.
What up?
keep my spirits high. I know that I'm not alone, God's always on my side.
Welcome back to My Gospel Soul Radio. That was Q Stone. Yes, I do. I do. I do. I do praise you. Come on. And I'm talking about the Lord Almighty. Come on. Hallelujah. So I was talking today about in touch with prayer. Thoughts on prayer. Amen. In difficult and painful situations, it is natural to wonder why God is not intervening in a more tangible way. And contrary to popular Christian opinion, it is fine to ask God why. David did. Jesus did. Even the Apostle Paul asked. The Father is not offended by your asking. God always answers the prayers of his children. As we learn to pray, we will learn to discern his answers. It may be yes, no, wait, or my grace is sufficient concerning you. Hallelujah. Amen. Ain't that powerful? Praise God. So you need to be able to know what answer he is giving you. A lot of people say, I got unanswered prayers. He probably has already answered your prayer. You just got to know or recognize the answer. How do you recognize an answer from God? You have to be in relationship. There goes that word again. Relationship. Relate. Come on. Ship. Amen. You got to be able, praise God, amen, to be in such an intimate place with God to when he answers your question, whether it be yes, whether it be turn left, turn right, jump, whatever it is. If he says no, if he gives instruction, you have to be sensitive to him. How are you sensitive to God? You have to be in relationship. I always talk to people about how when my husband goes to the store and I'll be sitting on the couch, I'm like, oh, man, I forgot to tell him to bring me back some fruit. And he comes in the house and says, baby girl, I'll pick you up some fruit. You know, I didn't call him or anything. But he already was sensitive to me because of my relationship with him. Come on, hallelujah. So with our relationship, see, God always has a relationship with us because he made us, knows all about us. Come on, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. But for us, praise God, to have true relationship with him, we must learn of him. He created us. He knows us. Praise God. But he asked us to be reconciled back with him through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Through your free will. Amen. So that you can learn of, so you can learn what he likes, what he dislikes, what he can do, will do. What is righteousness? What is holiness? What is being disobedient? What does he despise? What brings him closer to? These are the things that you learn when you are in relationship with God. Amen. But you have to be able to discern it. And I love the way it says, and he just might say, my grace is sufficient. In other words, go ahead and go through this. Come on. Go ahead. This is where I have you at right now. Right now, I'm not going to do anything because my grace is sufficient concerning you. But again, we have to be able to discern, amen, where we are with God. And a lot of times, praise God, just like I said, amen, hallelujah, when that relationship with God is not where it needs to be, praise God, no worries. Go ahead and lay out before the Lord. Go ahead and develop a routine of praying, a lifestyle, and then it turns into a lifestyle of praying. Glory to God. That conversation with God, amen, meditating on his word day and night, meditating on who he is and who you are and what that means for your life. If you are a child of the Most High God, there's benefits that comes with it. But you got to get in his word and find out who they are. Come on, hallelujah. You got to get in again to seek him. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. It's a wonderful word. It says, teach me to pray, Lord, even as you taught your disciples. In the painful dilemmas of my life, help me accept your answer, whether it is yes, no, or wait. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all know about y'all. That word was to me today. Glory to God. Amen. Just to know that he'll answer. See, sometimes we miss it. Sometimes, amen, just to know that God will answer is enough to just, you ought to just give him praise. Glory to God. Just to know that he said, if you ask me, I'll answer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want our prayers to line up with the things that God has for our lives. We are 10 minutes at the top of the hour. Praise God. I'm going to get ready to share with you your weather. You know, I'd never like to leave the show without sharing the weather. So we're going to get that loaded for you. I want everybody to be encouraged. It rained yesterday. It rained Sunday. It was looking like rain today. I don't even know what it looks like outside. I'm going to have my son to go out there in a minute and check it out, see what if we got to swim, because I can't swim. I'm going to have to, you know, sit on his back, and he's going to have to swim us on to where where we need to go. Boy, this is just too much. That's just too much, girl. Oh, my God. And just wherever we need to go, just get a step. But believe and trust God, amen, hallelujah, that your day is going well. I hope that if you have any prayer requests, that you could send them to mygospelsoul@live.com, and I would love to pray for you. Would love to pray for you. Just email me your prayers, your prayer requests, and I promise you we will begin to pray and seek God's face to move on your behalf. Praise God, because I believe that God could do, amen, exceedingly more abundant above all that we could ask or think. Praise God, and I know that he has so much in store for us. Today is Tuesday, amen, September the 9th, and we have showers likely, which we know, isolated thunderstorms, early afternoon, then a chance of showers and isolated thunderstorms late in the afternoon, which is where we are right now. We're going into the late afternoon. Highs in the upper 80s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 2%. Tonight is going to be partly cloudy. 20% chance of showers in the evening. Then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. For Wednesday, partly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The heat index reading be at, hell is a hot place, I don't want to go. If you don't heat, get out. Thin. Heat index reading is at a whopping 103 to 108. For Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms early in the evening, then a 20% chance of showers in later on that evening. Amen. It looks like they just switched it up right there. Lows in the mid-70s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy on Thursday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then a 30% chance in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, northeast winds to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday night, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the mid-70s. You know, let's see. I love to share the news. Lately, on 219 The Talk, we have really been running into some headlines that will shake you. You know that our world is in tumultuous times. And it doesn't matter that we think that after a while, when we just stop talking about it, that it has changed. It has not changed, okay? The world is in an uproar. And then plus, we have this election that's coming up in November. And I want everybody to register to vote. Not just register, vote, but show up and vote. Your vote matters. Your vote matters. I don't even want to give you leeway by saying, if you don't vote, then don't say nothing. No, I need you to vote. I need you to say something and vote. I need you to get in there and really, really show that you have a voice. That's how you show this world that you have a voice. You show up at the polls and make your voice heard. This is not the time to be playing around. This is not the time to be saying woulda, coulda, shoulda, and I should, and this is not the time. It's time to show up and be active. Show up and be active, okay? Want everybody to make sure that they support My Gospel Soul by any seed you want to sow. You can sow it to $EaglesUnited, UM. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. EaglesUM. EaglesUM. That's Cash App. Sign EaglesUM. So that you can sow. If you would like to send us money through PayPal, the email is JaniceJackson@gmail.com. Again, the email is JaniceJackson@gmail.com. And you can send whatever donation you have. You know, if you already have PayPal and you want to donate to keep us going, we do so many things. I would love to name some. Salvation After HIV, we are definitely after the pandemic. We were helping with, beginning our outreach. And when COVID-19 hit, it slowed us down to a stop. So now we want to just jumpstart, catapult things back into action. So we had a donation of backpacks, and so I was trying to figure out what God wanted me to do with the backpacks. So we're going to stuff them with toiletry items that people donated, and we are going to find a facility to go to give out these backpacks. So we definitely hope that we get more donations. And also, if you just want to sow a seed, what I do, I tell you what I do. I go to different places and pick up stuff for the pantry, to create a pantry where I can feed people, clothe people. We also have the storehouse thrift where we sell clothes at hugely discounted price. I just had a dollar sale, and let me tell you something. I don't have stuff, raggedy stuff. I have nice things. In that thrift store, and I've just been selling it for $1, $2, $3, because it raised money for the ministry. So those are the things that we're working on, and I'm hoping that God moves on your heart to help us be of a great impact, even if we're not a mega church. Matter of fact, it's just a couple of us, but we try to do things that will bless somebody. So I'm hoping that we can get some people to sow into that. Again, if you want to give through PayPal, it's JaniceJackson@gmail.com, JeniceJackson@gmail.com. You can also give at EaglesUM, that's $EaglesUM, Cash App. You can Cash App your donation in. So I just want to thank everybody for tuning in to My Gospel Soul today. Remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. Who cares? Somebody say it. God cares. I'm just...